Okay. Last week. So Jim, just so you know, everything we're doing tonight was pulled off of weeks that we did before.
So I recognize some of them.
Yeah, so there's nothing new that I've done tonight. It's just I try and go back, and because people ask me to go back and do tunes that we've done before, so I try not to be repetitive week to week, but certainly over 2 or 3 weeks, we try and bring stuff back. So let me see. Bank of Turf. Let's do that. What was that? Oh, yeah. So I'm really nervous about this Saturday, to be quite honest with you, because I know most people haven't heard of Karen Ryan, but I can assure you, I don't know if you watched, any of you got a chance to watch some of the videos of her that I posted. She's a fabulous player. More importantly, so few of musicians of her caliber take the time to do the kind of stuff that she's done in her life, which is start the Return to Camden Town Festival, for example, which is huge, huge festival in London. And people come from all over, including Ireland and Europe, to go to that festival. But I tell you, I didn't watch the videos of her kids before yesterday, and they're phenomenal. I mean, her daughter is some piper. Alina, did you see that video at all? Phenomenal piper. I mean, they're 16 years old, and they're twins. So she's got one on the melodeon and one on the pipes. And her husband, Peter, is, of course, he's got degrees in piano. And he's a phenomenal piano player. But Karen plays fiddle, banjo, whistle, and she teaches all that stuff, you know. So she's got a huge school of music in London. But she's a lovely player. And her band, the London Lassies, are phenomenal. So if you could spread the word, that would be great. To be honest with you, we've got 5 people signed up so far, which is pretty unheard of for this time of the week. You know, we usually have at least 10 to 12 people. So I'm a little nervous, to say the least. But if you can't, even if you can't come, if you could share the information, you know, go to the website or whatever, that'd be fantastic. A week from Saturday, we have Katie McNally, who's brilliant. I've toured with her. She's 26, 27, a young fiddler, and is pretty amazing in Scottish Cabretton. And she also does Irish stuff. And her partner, Neil Perlman, is, again, an amazing keyboard player. And so hopefully you can visit that. James Kelly on the 1st of June, the famous James Kelly, that is, did recorded with Patty O'Brien, Patty with a Pulse, as we call him, in Minneapolis. And so there's lots of good things. And I just talked to the McCarthy family. And so those of you who have ever gone to the Burren in Boston, you know Tommy McCarthy. Well, I've got the entire family coming for a Wheel and Master session. And I think that's probably the first time they'll be together in many, many years. I mean, I think it may be the first virtual thing that they'll do all completely together, I think. And there's some old videos of them on YouTube. And I think off the top of my head, I can't remember the date. So just keep an eye out for that. I think maybe June 12th, would that be right? On the Saturday, whatever that Saturday is. And I think somewhere along the line, Betty and Bill are kind of reminding me that I guess I put something out there with James Kelly for the 1st of June. It's not the 1st, of course, because we don't do this master session any other day but Saturday. And that's that. I would also like any of you that were there, you know, you, Alina was hosted her very first master session last Saturday, and she did a fantastic job. And I'm very grateful for her stepping in for Lisa, who unfortunately her workload has gotten to a point where she can't do it anymore. So the other thing I wanted to throw out there is, you know, I'm a simple man, and I do simple emails and that kind of stuff. I try to keep it as simple as possible. So I know Lisa put a lot of information down, and so I hope that simplification is okay with you guys. I think you could, you know, figure out the time and all that kind of stuff. And I speak from the heart. So, you know, any email you get is what comes out of me. And I think that's important too, as we move forward. What else, Michael, did I cover? Oh, yeah. So yes, I'm doing the Wild Atlantic Music Tour in March, the last week of March. I had 2 more people signed up this week from San Francisco. It's definitely happening. It's been postponed for 2 years. It's my very first tour. And so I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be great. If you could, I'll try and get the itinerary going. I think there's links. If you go to wildatlanticmusictours.com, you'll get all the various different tours that they're doing. Kevin Crawford's doing one. Eileen Ivers is doing one. You know, I'd like to think that mine will be pretty good, considering you know that I like a good session. And we'll be have plenty of sessions every week, I mean every night, and some sightseeing stuff as well. So all the information's on the Wild Atlantic Music Tours website. I think it's very reasonable for, I think it's 10 days overall. Lots of stuff included in that, meals and all that kind of stuff. And the accommodations are exceptional, I might add, because I've stayed in most of those places. So there won't be any crummy slumming on that tour. So what else? Oh, yeah, and I'm doing O'Flaherty's. I better get it all out there. You know, I don't want Jim to be mad at me. So O'Flaherty's retreat in October. I'm looking forward to that. It's my first time since 2012, and that's going to be in person. I'm really excited. Jen and I are actually taking our travel trailer and driving down to Texas from here. We're going to be take the road for a month. But we'll keep this thing going. If it's still going in October, I'll do it from the road, which might be kind of exciting in of itself. I'm doing Swannanoa Gathering. It's virtual this year. It's very disappointing for a lot of people I know. I think that's it off the top of my head. Is that enough? And by the way, my son got 3 A's and 2 A-minuses. So just not sure you heard me the first time. So, am I good? I mean, Michael gave me the thumbs up. I haven't looked for a while. We did good. We got more people. So who showed up that I didn't see before? Jewel, Brian, Rachel, Claire, Carol, Brenda, Fornisor, Benita, how are you? I didn't get to say hello to you before. Howard, good to see you again.
Yeah, John, I had to eat, so I had you on while I was having dinner, but now I'm back.
That's okay, darling. Good to have you here. Stephen McKay, Alan, how are you?
Good day. I'm fine. I've been lurking, just kind of snuck in at the last minute.
You can sneak in anytime you want, my friend. The door is always going to be open. And Kathy, good to see you, honey. And Claudine. How are you, Claudine? Claudine, I must have given the wrong impression because Zan was not playing with them.
Locked. Oh, okay. That was just a recording. Okay.
Yeah, that's just
okay.
A recording, yeah. I mean, it would have been fun if Zen was there. I could have busted his chops, but he unfortunately. Yeah. But we had a great master session with
I'm sorry I missed it. What about the Carol sisters? You got to let me know about that. Is that still happening?
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. All right. Okay. I won't call you tonight. It's getting too late.
Cool. Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Yep. That's it. All right, let's get back to. I'm stalling because, you know, just trying to give my hand a little break. All right, we'll go back to reels. I'll do my best, Jim. So, where's my reel set? All right, what am I going to do now? Let's do the Sporting Paddy set. Sporting Paddy, John Dwyer's, and the Galtee Rangers. I recorded that on my Celtic Fire CD. And we won't do it like fire. I'll try and keep it down a little bit. So, okay, there you go.